Welcome to In-Depth, an in-depth look at the interesting, educational, and timely topics affecting you right here in Marion County and beyond. The one to count on for today's local news coverage is KNIA KRLS. And now with today's In-Depth, here is Dr. Bob Leonard.
A sports analytics conference is coming to Marion County. What's it all about? Let's go in-depth with Russ Goodman, professor of mathematics and computer science at Central College. Russ, what's sports analytics?
Oh, man. So sports analytics is basically the use of mathematical and statistical techniques to analyze athletics. You can name a sport, and in the day and age that we live in now, you will find lots of willing people like me who have a math and a stats background that will say, hey, let me count something. Let me analyze how this is done, offense, defense, pitching, goals scored. So it's using known mathematical techniques and statistical techniques to understand games that we love even more so.
I just keep thinking about Brad Pitt and Moneyball, that movie.
Yep, and man, how long has it been since that movie came out? And people still talk about it. That's a common thing. And at my conference, actually, one of the talks that someone's giving, the title is Moneyball, colon, blah, blah, blah. Right, so you see references to Brad Pitt and the Moneyball movie and that idea even today. I just read an article yesterday about how the Houston Astros winning the World Series is kind of the first major validation of analytics being successful. Because the Astros, you know, a few years ago, they were losing 100 games per season, but they committed themselves to an analytical front office. And, you know, by many accounts, that paid off this year because they made a lot of decisions that were based on analytics. Which players should we keep? Which players should we acquire? And a lot of people are saying that that's really the first big breakthrough of analytics sort of leading to a championship.
And the conference you referenced is coming to Central. Tell us about it.
Yep, this will be the second year for it. So it's called the Midwest Sports Analytics Meeting. So I call it MSAM. It was modeled after a very similar sports analytics conference out in South Carolina. I just couldn't afford to keep flying out to Furman University every year, even though they had a really great event going on. I asked the organizers there, you know, hey, is this something that I can put on a pretty shoestring budget? And they said, yeah, you know, here's what it costs us, et cetera. And so I modeled a lot of what MSAM is all about after this other conference. So it'll be on November 18. It's the Saturday before Thanksgiving. Last year, the first event was, in my opinion, very successful. We had 100 people on the nose, 100 people register and show up. There were 15-minute talks that were given. We had two plenary speakers, and all of the feedback I got afterwards was very, very positive. We made a few tweaks and changes in response to some just logistical issues that were last year. But I'm really looking forward to the event this year because I think it's going to be just another collection of good talks, another good environment for people who are interested in math and stats and analytics and sports.
It's interesting that the analytics, sometimes it defies common sense and traditional knowledge, and that's sort of the fun of it. It's like science, right?
Well, that's the fun of it for people like me who want to understand and analyze. And, you know, I mean, that's what fans do. We analyze the game as much as we can. And obviously, a lot of us have bias. Like, I'm going to analyze the Pittsburgh Steelers in a way that hopefully makes them look better, in my opinion, because I'm from Pittsburgh. But if I'm a coach, or if I'm a manager, or someone who owns the team, or a general manager, right, there are challenges there because analytics might tell you, hey, this is the player you should be trying to acquire, or this player that you currently have on the team is not necessarily in the team's best interest. And so when the rubber meets the road and you have decisions to make and you want to follow what the analytics tell you, sometimes those are unpopular decisions, right? You can have a player that people just love. You know, the Cubs love Kyle Schwarber, but if the analytics said that they should move him on, then boy, that's a tough decision for a manager or a GM to really make.
Well, and they have to make the decision too. It's also a business that maybe even if another player would be a better fit and you got rid of him and the team would be better, but maybe you would lose fan support and lose money.
Yep.
By making that smart winning season, I guess you have to think that you're going to pick that up.
Yeah, there's such a fine line there, isn't there, right? So you've got a team and an owner that obviously their goal is to make money. They're in business to make money through this version of entertainment. But in the end, the decisions that you make along the way, you've got to find that balance between not alienating your fan base, but also making your team as competitive as possible. And you know, I can't even begin to imagine how tough that might be for an owner of a team or a general manager. But yeah, those that can strike a good balance with that are going to be very successful, both financially and competitively.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about sports analytics with Russ Goodman, professor of mathematics and computer science at Central College. Well, and you're also up against the obstacle of the people that haven't had or thought about math since high school algebra.
Yep. Yeah, I mean, how do you convince somebody that the math that I've done, the stats that I've done, is correct and useful and all that? And that's where those who are successful at it, probably the common element is their communication skills. You know, and here at Central, right, I teach math here at Central, we work really hard to have our students be able to communicate mathematical things effectively, especially to non-technical people, right, those that haven't done math since high school or whatever. So those in the sports analytics world who can come up with good, interesting results, but also communicate them in a way that people can understand them and actually act upon them, that's, you know, those are the ones who you're going to notice because they're the most successful at it.
Well, and correct me if I'm wrong, but baseball was sort of set up for this since there's people been, they focus a lot more on baseball statistics and the intricacies of baseball statistics than they do on a lot of other sports.
Yeah, true. You know, I'm a soccer guy, to be honest. You know, I help coach soccer here at the college. Soccer is a free-flowing sport, right? So the game has a flow to it. And when you think about statistics in soccer, very different from baseball, because baseball, God love it, is a sport where there are states of the game. Meaning, you know, if you turn on the TV and you hit pause on your DVR, you can describe you can describe the moment that you're seeing in the game. Runners on first and second, two outs, it's a 1-0 count, and so is at the plate, and so is pitching. And you know exactly everything you need to know before that next pitch is thrown. And so the nice thing about baseball is you just have this sort of ready-made database of here's a state of the game, and then a player gets a hit, and now there's a runner on third and first, and a run just scored. So there's a new state of the game. And so it's easy to track and analyze and look for trends in the data when you have such a for lack of a better word, there's a sport that's discrete. Here's the state of the game, a play is made, here's the next state, a play is made, and here's the next state. You can record that really, really easily, much more easily than soccer or even football, for example.
Well, with soccer, you've got nothing. They ran this way, then they ran this way, then they ran back.
Even there, right, you know, if you stick a GPS on a player, you can track how far they've run, how fast they've run, what their heart rate is, how much effort they're putting in, the velocity of their passes. I mean, it's just amazing what you can try to track nowadays. But even then, there's still soccer. It's hard to describe from minute to minute what is the state of the game. And again, that's the beauty of baseball is that you can do that more easily.
But still in soccer, I guess, with that information from the GPS, you could look at scoring efficiency in whatever grid corner or where's the best place to take a shot.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Pretty much in basketball, soccer, even in baseball, right, heat maps are a really sort of common, popular thing, right? In baseball, you see here's for a hitter, you know, you look on ESPN.com, you'll see, okay, this hitter hits low and away really well, so you'll see red. And this hitter doesn't hit very well when the ball is up and away, so that's blue. And you can see the same thing in soccer, where here's a portion of the field where a team will score a lot of their goals, here's a portion of the field where a team scores very rarely. And so you can create these things called heat maps that visualize where a team is more effective at scoring and not scoring. Same in baseball, basketball too.
More in depth after this.
I continued my conversation about sports analytics with Russ Goodman, professor of mathematics and computer science at Central College. Well, at the radio station, we have a lot of people interested in sports. I mean, they're sports broadcasters, and they're always talking sports. They're always talking statistics. They're always talking about games they watch. They do all this fantasy stuff. Mm-hmm. And I have a lot of other friends, too, that are really into this stuff. Does this conference have something for them?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, basically, anyone who is interested in analytics would get something out of this conference, because the neat thing is, if you're interested in fantasy football, there's going to be a talk this year about that. If you're interested in Ultimate Frisbee, I've got a friend from Loras College who's coming in to give a talk on using analytics in Ultimate Frisbee. Go figure. We've got another person coming in from South Dakota State who's giving a talk about the analytics of the game of cricket, which I know very, very little about. So, you know, if you have any sort of a sports interest and you're interested in how analytics might help you understand the game a little better, you know, on November 18, there's going to be something for you.
Well, we could do sports analytics on the people that attend conferences or not, and do their studies and their preparation and their success, as opposed to people that
don't. tell Trevor if we want a weekly analytics podcast, I'd be up for that.
I mean, it's just really so much fun and such a big part of so many people's lives.
It is. I mean, it's on my level, it's fun because it's the intersection of what I do for a living. I'm a mathematician, and I love, you know, teaching and doing analytics. But I am a sports hound. You know, I coach. My daughters play soccer, and you know, and I love sports to no end, right? So this intersection of passions in my life just gives me more job fulfillment. And so anyone else who kind of fits that description, you know, even if they like math maybe a little bit less than I do, but maybe they like sports even more than I do, right? There's still a good balance there. This is a fun time to be interested in this area.
Okay, and so when is the conference again?
It is Saturday, November 18. If you Google Midwest Sports Analytics Meeting, you'll find the registration website on the central site. We're on Twitter at MW Spurt Analytics. We're also on Facebook, so social media. Hopefully, we've got that covered. But anyone can also email me at mwsportsanalytics@central.edu if you want more information.
Or just Google Sports Analytics Central College.
Yeah, Google Sports Analytics Central College, and you'll find probably a picture of me and the schedule for this year, because it's already posted.
Last year, I know you had a really interesting keynote speaker or big speaker. Do you have something like that this year?
We do. We actually have two plenary talks. The first one is a talk by Sean Foreman. He's the founder and CEO of a family of websites called sportsreference.com. And so sportsreference.com leads you to baseballreference.com, footballreference.com, fillintheblankreference.com. And so he's going to give a talk called Here Be Dragons, which is about historical data collection in Major League Baseball. And so I've actually seen this talk before, and he's updated it for the year 2017. It's going to be really fascinating because he's going to share a handful of really, really interesting examples of the nuances and quirks with collecting data, game data in Major League Baseball. And there's this example, and I'm kind of making this up, but just imagine someone like Kyle Schwarber for the Cubs. If he was called up by the Cubs as a rookie, let's say in late April, and for his first game, let's say they're playing against the Cardinals, and the game gets a rain delay, and they decide to finish the game in September. But in the meantime, between April and September, he's traded to the Cardinals. So in the end, when that game is completed in September, he's in the box score for both teams. He's played for two teams in one game. And if that's his first game in the major leagues as a rookie, so who did he play for as a rookie, right? Is it the Cubs or the Cardinals, right? So Sean's going to share some really interesting examples like that of just little quirks with how Major League Baseball is so unique in how you record data and the decisions that are made in doing that, and how difficult sometimes it is to record what happens in a game and how a game plays out. The other plenary talk, the afternoon talk, is actually by two local guys that I met last year They actually spoke at the conference, and now they're going to be doing one of the big talks. Their names are Dan Becker and Kirk Holland, and they basically they are Iowa State fans. They are not analytics guys by trade. They have other day jobs, but they run a website called CFB Analytics, and they do basically just a ton of college football analytics. And so they're going to give a presentation on the coaching side of analytics. They're going to talk a lot about their website that they've created on their own that's gotten a lot of popularity, where they analyze college football game data, play-by-play data. So I'm really excited to see what these guys can do, because I saw their shorter talk last year, and I said, look, you guys are great. I'd love for you to have a bigger stage here. And they just sort of smiled and kind of shook their heads like, yeah, that'd be great. That'd be great. So really excited to see them talk in the afternoon. So that'll be the 3:15 talk. And so if you get a chance, go check out cfbanalytics.com, and you can see some of the work that they've done, because it's very good.
So what does having a conference like this do for students at Central, for the Central community, and then also for the larger, you know, Pella community and beyond? What does it mean?
I think for students here at Central, it shows them a couple things. It shows them, number one, that math and statistics has a purpose, and a very entertaining slash useful purpose, where yes, it's interesting to study, you know, analytics of cricket and analytics of ultimate frisbee. But what I would want students to know is that they can see a talk on cricket ultimate frisbee or baseball and understand what's being studied, but also know that there are some really rich statistical techniques that one can learn that, yeah, it applies to sports, but you can also apply them to the study of analytics in healthcare, analytics of the economy, analytics in the political spectrum, which is a whole nother ball game that we could spend another hour on. So yes, this is kind of a fun pet project, but I would want my students to know that, boy, you know, if you learn some of these techniques, you can make yourself valuable in a lot of different areas, you know, in terms of politics, the economy, all kinds of other areas. And even beyond our students, I would want just the people that come, if it's just an interested person who decides to register and attend, that, you know, again, yes, this is sort of a pet project for me, but man, there's some really, really deep stuff you can think about and learn about sports that'll really challenge the what you think you've known for a long time. For the community, an event like this brings a lot of people not from Pella to Pella. I was actually looking at the map of registrants last year. I had people coming from Delaware, from New Jersey, from Georgia, from South Carolina, and then a lot of folks from the Midwest, from Missouri, Nebraska, Minnesota, Iowa, Wisconsin. So it was just really neat to see people from all around the country getting to see what Pella is like, getting to see what Central College is like. And with the registration that I've already seen this year, we've got a couple folks coming from Syracuse. I've got a young woman coming from Haverford College, which I think is in Connecticut, but she's coming from the Northeast. So we've got folks still coming from all around the country to see what's going on here in Little Pella, Iowa at Central College.
Thanks to Russ Goodman for contributing to the program. For KNIA, KRLS News, this is Dr. Bob Leonard bringing you today's news and information in depth from our little corner of the universe.
In Depth is available for podcast in the radio audio media player on KNIAKRLS.com. You'll find additional information, pictures, and more, or subscribe to the In Depth podcast and never miss an episode. If you have local topics you'd like to hear on In Depth, send an email to Bob Leonard at KNIAKRLS.com. The one to count on for today's news and local information is KNIAKRLS and KNIAKRLS.com.